AFP officers have raided a journalist's home in Canberra after she reported the federal government was considering spying on Australians. Annika Smethurst published her report in April last year in News Corp papers. Police say the story undermined national security, but News Corp says today's raid was heavy-handed. With more, I'm joined by political reporter Alexandra Beach. Alex, first of all, why is the AFP so worried about this story?
So, Sarah, about a year ago, Annika Smethurst was reporting that the Home Affairs and Defence Departments were considering giving the cyber spy agency, the Australian Signals Directorate, power to monitor Australians. It doesn't do that at the moment. Instead, it collects and assesses foreign intelligence. And this story said the departments were looking at changes that would allow the Signals Directorate to secretly access the emails, text messages and bank accounts of Australians without leaving any trace, as long as it had the approval of the Defence and Home Affairs Ministers. And the article also included leaked images of letters sent between the two departments. Now, today, News Corp says seven police officers raided Annika Smethurst's home in Canberra. They searched it from top to bottom. That included not just going through her mobile phone and computers, but her garbage bin, her clothing drawers, her oven. It took around 6 hours all up, and the AFP has released a statement saying that this investigation relates to the leak of information classified as an official secret, which it says is an extremely serious matter and that it could undermine national security. And today, the Home Affairs Minister, Peter Dutton, also confirmed that it was the Signals Directorate who had initially referred this matter to the police for investigation.
I'm advised that there was a reference made by the Australian Signals Directorate to the Australian Federal Police. That's as much information as I've got, apart from what we've all read in the news this morning. I just don't have any sight of the AFP's investigation. It's a matter for them. It always is. It's an independent investigation, as you would expect, and the AFP will have their reasons for the sequencing of their investigation.
Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton speaking there. Alex, there's been quite an angry response to this raid. What are people saying?
Well, the journalist at the centre of all of this, Annika Smethurst, isn't commenting herself, but a lot of people have been jumping to her defence. For example, the Australian Lawyers Alliance says that this police response threatens democracy. The Journalists Union, the Media, Entertainment and Arts Alliance, has labelled it an attack on press freedom. And the president of the Federal Parliamentary Press Gallery, David Crowe, says that this raid should really alarm all Australians because this was a valid story that was in the public interest.
There was a huge national interest and a public interest in the disclosure of this information, and the police raid that happened was completely over the top, unjustified, should not have happened. What we don't want is a situation where government agencies and officials can be planning some expansion of their powers, insist upon secrecy about those plans, and then claim a breach of national security when the media reports on those plans.
That was the head of the press gallery, David Crowe. Now, the head of corporate affairs and government relations at News Corp, Campbell Reid, has raised similar fears to that. He argues that recent steps to beef up national security legislation, while aimed at keeping Australians safe from things like terrorism, have also had the side effect of leaving journalists open to potentially getting in a lot of trouble for really just doing their job. And he's also warning that raids like this one today will eventually scare reporters and media organisations away from covering what are some really important stories.
This was an incredibly confronting experience by a full-on, we would say, extremely heavy-handed police raid. The chilling effect on journalism is that we now have layer after layer of legislation passed by this government ostensibly to keep Australians safe from, you know, foreign interference and terrorism, all well-intentioned. But almost without fail, each piece of these new legislation measures include penalties and jail terms for legitimate journalism.
News Corp's Campbell Reid speaking there. And that story by political reporter Alexandra Beach.